A little fisheye lens there, but.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space questions in 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. So with that first question for our guest today,
oh my gosh, hey, I'm excited to get going here, but my Wi-Fi signal's a little funny. I hope you can hear me. So can you hear me okay? I'm Lane, and I do leadership development and team stuff, but really we're in the connection business. So whether it's connecting people to their teammates or to their company or to their product or to customers, but you know, when we have a strong connection, we do a better job. And that's really the power of connecting. So that's what we do.
Fantastic, fantastic. What is the best thing about working with businesses?
Let's see, the best thing is the businesses are full of people. Watched my dad and his struggles as a leader, as a business person, and how that transitioned to home. So honestly, I like to help people, you know, change their lives, and working with businesses, if we can improve the way they sell their service, interact with each other, present themselves to the world, then they usually go home a little bit better. They have better lives all the way around. They're grounded, they're more peaceful. And in 30 years of traveling the world, we've seen it so many times, changing lives, changing cultures. What could be better? That's what we do.
Fantastic. Love it there. So question number three, Lane, is I'm hearing from other top executives and business owners that quotes from clients is dramatically increases conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
Well, yes. I mean, trust died a long time ago. When I was a little kid, if the phone rang, we were like, the phone's ringing, and we'd answer it. Now the phone rings, you're like, don't answer that. So we know you can build a great website. We know you can write all the right things. And, you know, people present themselves on the internet so perfectly. So if a customer is raving about you, they tell people, and it has a lot more weight. People don't trust automatically what I'm going to say about myself. And if you can get customers that are raving fans and you deliver on the highest expectation you can set for yourself every single time, they're going to tell the story, your business is going to grow. And that's what I believe in people. The research shows people believe total strangers talking about someone's business than the person talking about their business. So of course you want to farm that as much as possible and convert.
I agree. Question number four, what piece of advice would you give to other companies?
Let's see, what pieces of advice? Well, B2B for me is really P2P, so people to people. So my advice when it comes to businesses is make it personal, because every business is filled with people. People buy from people that they trust and have a relationship with. So number one, build relationship. Number two, be in for the long haul in that relationship. And number three is it never sacrifice what you want most in the moment. So really creating a, what do I want most in this relationship? I want them to trust me. I want them to feel like I care about. My goal, the fourth thing is you're connecting people to something that's solving a problem that they have. So if my business can improve your business and your service, then we build a relationship and we both succeed. And really staying true that that is the goal of my P2P business. That is the long-term goal of my relationship. And if I sacrifice what I want most, that long-term, for what I want in the moment, which is to get that sale, win that piece of business, then in the end game, it's never going to have that kind of longevity of relationship and really the brand of who I want to be for the world. And in the connection business, it's about connecting businesses to each other, but people to each other are what hold businesses together.
Great points are great points and great perspective. So the next question I have is what other top CEOs and in the B2B industry like yourself would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should have an invitation to this podcast?
Well, in the, like, you know, we do motivational speaking, leadership development things. So in my industry, Phil Nosworthy is awesome. Peter Sheehan is awesome. One of my mentors, Bob Petrello. In the B2B, the people we serve, so like Oracle, specifically their women's leadership program or their OWL program, there's leaders in there that are doing really landmark stuff for developing women leaders in huge businesses. Oracle and Microsoft both have amazing programs. I can connect you with the leaders of those who are developing their new grads, all their new hires to really onboard them have them come into cultures. Don't just sort of like the kindergartner, I got the new job, I'm so excited. And people like, yeah, you just started here, wait a month, you know, to really have them show up and continue to show up and ask tough questions of people who've been around a while, but also come alongside existing really, really strong cultures. And so those people really stand out in my mind as far as businesses and as far as speakers that, of course, you can gain great value learning from these folks.
Fantastic. Look forward to connecting with all of them. Doing a great job on time. We still have right at 3 minutes left. My final question for you is, tell us about your first sale.
Well, I mean, we had a number of sales in the early years. We started in 91. So way back, you know, no cell phones, no internet, all that stuff. And then let's see, we had some good sales that really came out of kind of miracle, but the real big first, like, wow, we've arrived was our bike building program. So we created philanthropic team building. We went all around the world doing it. And it launched by doing that program for 12,000 people at Saturn when they were doing their surprise and delight campaign. Of course, Saturn has gone, you know, who knows where now. But we were part of a real culture shift in the way that they connected people to their cars and to each other. And that was, you know, in the million zone. So that was a pretty big deal. It was like, whoa, you know, when we started our business, we thought, if we can just do $1,000 a day, you know, for a year, we'll be rich, you know. And then, of course, I have 20 employees and we do 300 events a year around the world. Back when we used to be able to get on airplanes, now it's all virtual. But that was like the biggest sale. Like, this is a huge company that I've known my whole life. And now we're working with the CEO of this company. So it was pretty amazing.
Awesome. I'd love to hear those stories. Guess what? We still have just shy of 2 minutes left. What else is on your heart or mind to share with our listeners and our viewers today, Lane?
Well, if this is going to air right now, I mean, right now we're all in COVID. I'm in a studio we built so we could do our virtual programs. So the idea, what I want to share is, you know, it is still about connection. Be a guardian of your mind. You know, we say people like to walk in other people's minds with their dirty feet. And people are saying, oh, well, you know, this is so terrible and you can't do your work the same way you used to do. What are you going to do? And it's like, you know what? There's so much opportunity. And everybody knows mindset is critical. You teach people about finances and their relationship with their money and their perception of those things and how much it impacts what you see. And so really, are you going to wake up saying, what if? Or are you going to wake up saying, even if? And just a simple fork in the road, cutting edge of common sense, is to go, even if creates a sort of, oh, even if that happens, we can do it. You know, we can get there. And even if that happens, we'll get there. And so many people have sort of surrendered to a level of survival, waiting for something outside of themselves to improve it, that, you know, take responsibility for the quality of survival now. Continue to connect with people and invest in yourself and really the opportunities that present themselves. Because there's tons right now that we didn't have before. This disruption is good. I did a TED Talk on disruption. And this disruption is good if we see it as good. And we're all going to be better on the other side of this. Of course, right now, it kind of sucks. Like, that's the reality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guess what, Lane? You did it. You did it. 6 questions in 9 minutes. Because the best know how to be concise and when to end. Your website. Say it real quick so people know how to connect with you after the podcast.
Yeah, well, an Odyssey is a journey. So our company is Odyssey Teams. So ODYSSEYTEAMS.com. You can find us there and learn all about our virtual offerings and our live offerings, assuming someday we get to be with people.
Fantastic. And it's in the description of the podcast for you guys. Lane, enjoyed having you as a guest on the podcast. And remember, don't stop believing. For those that are listening and watching the podcast, be sure to check out other episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. This is April Renee. Create a terrific day.